Welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. Hope you're having an awesome week, and we're glad to be back again here at the beginning of the week. Hope your week is better because of this podcast and because of the thoughts that we meditate on in the Word of God and what He has for us. And so the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at the heart, the core of who we are. The core of our Christian life begins and ends in our heart. Yes, our mind is part of it, but our heart is where our faith is, where our trust in God is. And that is the place the devil likes to attack the most. He really loves to attack us in our heart. And we hear so much about the heart, about we just need to follow our heart and our heart's desire, and we should just follow whatever we feel and we desire in our heart. And that's what we're going to focus on today, is we're going to focus on the importance of not allowing our heart to be deceived. And our heart can be very easily deceived, especially if we are living according to how we feel. There's great emphasis today on living by how we feel. Well, I don't feel like it, or I feel like I need to do this. I have a feeling here, a feeling there. We cannot live by how we feel. It can be a very dangerous thing, and that's the basis of so many people's lives, of why they get married, or why they have a relationship with somebody, or why they take a job, or why where they go to church. Well, I just don't feel like I fit anymore. Well, I just don't feel this. I don't feel like I love that. I feel like I love this person. Now, I don't like I feel that. Feel like I love this person. Understand, there's emotions are part of us. God created us that way. We shouldn't be emotionless, but we have to understand that our feelings, I feel so strongly about this, therefore it must be right, is a very dangerous, very, very dangerous thought process to get into. So we're going to look at three areas of how our heart can be deceived, okay? We have to look at these three areas. The first being our feelings. We were just talking about that. Jeremiah 17:9 tells us in God's Word, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And we look at our heart, and I understand that our heart can be purified and transformed by the power of Christ and His shed blood, and by walking in the Spirit. We've looked at that the last couple of weeks, but also, should we just trust what our heart is, what our heart is telling us, what our feelings are telling us? No, we can't, because we can be deceived. Our feelings, if we live by our feelings, so many things can affect our feelings. How much sleep we've had. What our diet is, what our health conditions are. Those are some internal things. Also external, those relate the environment that we are in, the people that we know, the people that influence us. Also on the spiritual realm of our heart can be influenced by satanic attack, which we'll get to in just a minute. There's just so many factors. Our heart can be very easily swayed. Our heart can be deceived. And that is why, when we looked at last week about having our heart that is fixed, nailed down, David had boundaries for his heart. We need to keep our heart, have boundaries for our heart. And when our feelings begin to go in that direction, we have such a problem today of unrestrained emotions, unrestrained feelings, that we make decisions and we go in directions because of how we feel. This is not what God intends for us to do. If we go by our feelings, we can be deceived by our own heart, by our own feelings, and go down a path, and then we realize, wait a minute, I've made a major mistake because I followed my feelings. But there's a great emphasis on that. Even in Christian writing and teaching today, I say Christian in air quotes, quote-unquote Christian, of just following your heart. You know, Joel Osteen, you need to follow how you feel and different things like that. We need to be careful of those things. We need to be aware that our heart can be deceived, and our heart can be deceived even by, we can deceive our own heart by our feelings and how we view things. Now, the second aspect of how our heart can be deceived, it can be deceived by the devil. That's not what happened in the garden with Eve, and that he appealed to the flesh and the lust of the flesh. And if our heart is focused on fleshly things, the Bible calls it carnal. We're going to get into that next week, having a carnal heart. Then we're going to be swayed and we're going to be deceived, because the devil makes things appear in a way that they really are not. And that appears to make sin a wonderful thing, as he did to Eve, that they would, if they ate that fruit that God told them not to, that they would be like gods. But the end of it was death. It was a death sentence. And so we see that the devil is on the prowl. He wants to deceive us. He wants to deceive our hearts. And you see him deceiving people all over the place, even deceiving Christians, into thinking certain things are okay, lifestyles are okay, decisions are okay based on their heart, preying on their feelings and preying on the carnality that lies in each and every one of us. Like, well, I'm not a carnal Christian. The flesh, all of us have it. All of us can be subject to it. At one time or another, all of us struggle with it. And we need to make sure that the devil is not influencing our heart and bringing influences. And one way the devil influences is by what we allow into our eyes, into our ears, and what relationships we allow into our life outside of our relationship with God, that they can influence our heart in a good way, or it can deceive our heart, and the devil uses those things. And the third area, it's like, well, I've got it, you know, but I've got good reasoning. I've got a good mind, Pastor. I've got a strong mind, and I think through things logically. So I understand I can't live by my feelings, but I'm going to make sure to keep my heart in line with my mind. Well, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tell us something very, very important about our reasoning, about our mind. Our mind is important. We need it. God uses it. However, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't look to your mind. Don't look to anyone else. Don't look to anything else. Look only to the Lord. And lean not onto thine own understanding. Our understanding is what we know in our mind. Our knowledge. Our wisdom. God has given us those things, but our knowledge is not infinite as His is. Our wisdom is not eternal like His is. We have to understand that we can't lean and say, well, I'm going to make this decision based on what I think and getting my heart in line with that. I am not going to rely on God. It says, trust in the Lord with all mine heart. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust your thinking. Don't trust your heart. Trust God. And when we do that, He changes our heart and brings our heart in line with Him. Verse number 6, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He, not your mind, not your heart, He shall direct thy paths. This is wisdom. Letting God direct our path, not letting our heart or our mind dictate what our heart does, because we can deceive ourselves. Even our mind can deceive our heart into thinking things and thinking thoughts that are, well, this is okay, but God has said not allowed us to go in that direction. Well, this is the will of God for me, and this is why I know it to be true, because I thought it through and I feel it's true. We have to make sure we're relying on God, looking to God to give peace, looking to God to give wisdom, looking to God to give direction. So let's be careful this week, not only just this week, but all the time. Let's be aware of how the devil and how our feelings and how even our own reasoning can deceive our heart and can turn our heart away from God if we rely on our own understanding, our own wisdom. If we allow the influences of the devil, influences on our heart, to deceive our heart, and that if we trust how we feel. Well, I feel this way about it. Guess what? We can't go by how we feel. We must go by how God would have us to go. That's why He gives us the Bible. That's why He's given us the Holy Spirit, so that we may know what direction we are to turn and not to trust in our heart's ability to know truth from error. But we must trust outside of our heart, outside of ourselves, and that is Christ, to influence our heart and to keep our heart fixed, protected, and we're going to look at carnality and purity in the weeks ahead. How to keep your heart pure, how to keep your heart from following those carnal desires that are inbred into us. How can we have victory in those areas? That's what we're going to look at over the next couple of weeks. Hope this message today has been a lesson, has been a blessing to you. If it has been, please subscribe, become a regular listener here at the Christian Soldier Podcast. Love to have you. We're so thankful for the growth and people that are subscribing. Also, if you believe this was a blessing to you and be a blessing to someone else, go ahead and share it. You can email it. You can send it on social media. You can text it, all kinds of ways. We're on sermonaudio.com, RSS.com, Spotify, all the major podcast platforms. We're on there. So please take the one of your choice and share it with people so that the word of God can be spread around the world. And we're so thankful for all those that listen in. Also, maybe you have a topic or an idea that you would like to do or that you would like to hear more about, or you got a question, love answering questions, you can reach out to us, info@tbckilleen.org, and we're actually working on getting an email address just for the podcast, so that'll make that a little bit easier. So we're working on that as well. But so thankful once again for your listening in today, and I'll see you next time.